Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you. All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for more new-to-you styles. My favorite thing about Armoire is all the different style and occasion options, from casual to athleisure to night out, work formal, work casual, a total of 8 different occasions, 3 weather options, and 11 categories, including accessories, outerwear, and blazers, just to name a few. With Armoire, you can always have something new to wear without the hassle and closet clutter. You know the feeling. You open your closet, it's full, but you have quite literally nothing to wear. You're bored with everything in there. Enter Armoire. Armoire allows you to rent high-quality designer clothes for every occasion. Whether you're planning your outfit for date night, packing for a conference, or in need of a gown for a black tie event, you will be the best-dressed person in the room. Right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off the first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/parenting. That's armoire.style. armoire.style/parenting to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. As an adult and a mom of a son, both with ADHD, I know navigating the expectations of life with ADHD can be a challenge, but finding the right care and proper tools needed to succeed can be life-changing. With the right resources, you can turn your ADHD into your superpower. Done is an online ADHD care platform that can get you all the resources you need to help manage your ADHD, online visits, refills, and a 24/7 care team made for you. Starting to take care of your ADHD is as easy as 1, taking a 1-minute free assessment to see if Done can help. 2, booking an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as today or tomorrow. 3, start receiving ongoing care, enjoy online visits, personalized treatment plan, worry-free refills, and 24/7 care. Take a free 1-minute assessment and book an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as the next day. Get continuous care, insurance coverage, and 24/7 care team support with Done for just $79 a month and pharmacy copays as low as $0. Unlock your path to better focus now at get.donefirst.com/podcast. Done. Turn your ADHD into your strength. Welcome to the Your Village Podcast, Parenting Beyond Discipline. Your Village is the most comprehensive site for evidence-based parenting classes available on demand at yourvillageonline.com. Our 50-plus classes give parents the foundation, steps, and tools for creating strong, healthy relationships with their children, resulting in responsible, cooperative, happy, and successful children and families. My goal is to help parents support their children in finding and reaching their own unique potential. The podcast is a place to learn about all things parenting and get your questions answered. I'm Your Village founder and your host, Erin Royer. 2 questions today about aggression in a very young toddler, a 1-year-old, who can't really verbalize much yet. So how do you work with that? How can you help a very young toddler share emotions better when they have very few verbal skills? And the second is about a pet that isn't working out, but the child is very attached. What does a parent do in that situation? And we'll get to those, but a quick update. We've been on summer break here for 2 weeks now. My oldest just asked me yesterday how many more weeks until school starts. So I think he's really over being stuck at home. So I wanted to share a tip about one of the things I've done to keep them at least a little bit busy right now, because screen time has definitely become way more than we ever could have imagined. So I wanted to set up some boundaries around it. So if you have kids 7+, one or more of these tips might be helpful. So first, I got them all Big Life journals. Now this is a journal about a growth mindset. Ask some fun questions, has some great stories, short stories, 2 to 3 pages. They work on these 20 minutes every morning. Then we go over them together and talk about it. They also have to read 45 minutes a day. So they have Then they have breakfast, do any other jobs, feed the dogs, empty the dishwasher, take out the trash, a few other things that are on their list. They have to get all that done before they're allowed to get online. They also need to do an hour a day of some sort of outside time. Bikes, skateboards, throwing a ball to each other or to the puppy, get in the pool, jump on the trampoline. Luckily, we have all of these things, so they have quite a few options. And swimming is still supposedly starting next week. I'm not gonna hold my breath, but we'll see. We also do some baking and cooking together several times a week, so that's been fun. So they're still getting more screen time than I'd like, but they still aren't seeing friends very much, so they do chat with their friends online and play games. So what are you gonna do? Also, we started working on the next set of classes. I'm really excited. I really wanted to have more for parents of tweens and teens. So next on deck is Discipline Tools for Teens. This is for kids 11 plus because there's so many emotional, social, and physical changes moving forward towards adulthood that discipline is going to shift around the age of 11. I'm also working on a three-part co-parenting series for parents who are separating or divorcing or divorced, for navigating this life change and supporting the kids through it and beyond. Now, kids from divorced families can absolutely thrive, especially when parents are able to work together. But even when one parent is really solid in the way they relate to their kids around the divorce and just in general, these children can have the foundation they need to be happy and successful. So I wanted to share all those tools and tips as well. So I'll be sharing more as we get closer to releasing these new classes. So for our first question, this is from Jessica. Jessica says, "Hi, Erin. I love your podcast and can't get enough of it. As a new mom, I greatly appreciate all the insight. I just finished listening to your episode about toddlers and aggression. My 14-month-old is showing the things you mentioned during the episode when he's frustrated. He's throwing things, biting, hitting, scratching, screaming. My husband and I try to react calmly, address his feelings, and try to model what to do instead. But he is only one, so I'm not sure how much he's understanding. He also can't talk like a 3-year-old yet. So can you please give me some guidance on how to approach and coach my 1-year-old when he's dealing with frustration? He is a quick learner and wants to try things for himself. We usually let him, but when he gets frustrated that it's not working, he does one of the things mentioned above. This also happens when we need him to move in the direction we want him to go for safety, or when he grabs something he shouldn't and we need to take it away. I know he's at the stage of his development where he's wanting to be independent, but how do I teach my 1-year-old to cope with his frustration instead of hitting, biting, screaming, scratching, and throwing? Thank you, as always, for your wisdom, Jessica." Okay, great question. Working with a 1-year-old can be a bit different than working with a toddler who's a little bit older, has a little bit more capacity for understanding and changing behavior. So aggression is common in these age groups, and it can be a go-to for really young toddlers for two reasons. The first is their lack of language skills, especially with these really young ones. At 14 months, some toddlers aren't able to say much yet. Some have a growing single word vocabulary like food, ball, bottle, water, etc. Very few might be starting to use 2-word phrases. So it doesn't give them a lot to work with when you're trying to express something as complicated as emotions, let alone the big ones like anger or frustration. So hitting and throwing become the common reaction. In addition to the lack of language, they also just don't have the logical brain developed enough to manage these feelings very well, to catch themselves before they tip over the edge. So this takes some practice, and this is what these toddler years are all about. This is where parents are really working on these social emotional skills through these years. So up through 3 and even 4, depending on the child, these outbursts are frequent ways of expressing their feelings. Although it will get less and less frequent, especially through that 3rd year from 3 to 4, especially if you're really working on it. The good news is that even with a lack of language skill, the comprehension is pretty advanced, even at 1 year old. They understand a lot of what we say, so you can still coach and still set boundaries. Now, what this means is sending the message that the behavior is unacceptable. You can do this with words, actions, or both. With young toddlers, these actions can speak really loudly, and so they can learn really quickly. I'm going to get into the details of what you can say and do through your actions to send these messages and put boundaries around the behavior when we get back after the break. These later years of childhood have been flying by. As a mom, I want to not just be available to my kids during these last years they have at home, but I want to feel good and have the energy I need to keep up with their schedule and my own. So my health is a top priority. Equilibria is a woman-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and body back into harmony. You're not alone on your wellness journey. Every customer gets one-on-one support to help you meet your goals. EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense is a 3-in-1 capsule that supports your digestive health and promotes gut barrier protection. A healthy gut positively impacts immunity, mental health, sleep, digestion, and skin health. It helps regulate digestion, immunity against bad bacteria, and improve nutrient absorption. The gut has been called the second brain because it contains more than 100 million nerve cells. It is a vitally important piece to our overall health, both physical and mental. So to make sure my gut is working at its potential, I started taking EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense to improve my digestion and nutrition absorption, boost my overall immune health, and help with sleep and stress as a bonus. Head to myeq.com and use code parenting for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code parenting at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart is an infant nutrition company whose mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. Using the latest in breast milk science, ByHeart created a clinically proven, easy-to-digest infant formula that's made with organic, grass-fed whole milk, certified clean ingredients, and features a patented protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Our blend includes the most abundant protein found in breast milk, alpha-lac, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum, along with broken down, partially hydrolyzed proteins. ByHeart is an easy-to-digest formula. In addition to its patented protein blend, our formula includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey-to-casein ratio like in early breast milk, which is tailor-made for a newborn's digestive system. ByHeart is the only U.S.-made infant formula to use organic, grass-fed whole milk, not skim. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with the code parenting for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. Now that we're back after the break, let's get into the coaching. When it comes to coaching, you first want to label his feelings. It sounds like you're doing this, but just for all the parents out there, just as a reminder, just like you've been doing. And then if you want to add in why, then you can put that in there too. So here's some examples. I can see that you're frustrated because you can't get the block to stay on the stack. Or I see you're angry because you hurt your arm when you fell down. The feeling words, angry, frustrated, sad, mad, and the other ones like surprised and happy, are the ways to help your child connect the words, the language, and the logical part of the brain to their feelings. So you're helping them develop this logical part of the brain when you are using the words and labeling the feelings. You're helping them make the connection to the visceral feeling in the body, that feeling in our gut, that feeling in our heart, that feeling in our throat when we're angry, upset, tense, stressed, sad, whatever, which is the more primitive parts of the brain, right? The limbic brain. So you're helping the development of connecting these two pieces together. In addition, you want to let your child know the consequence of the hitting or throwing or biting, etc. So for throwing, it's probably taking the toy away, as you've been doing. If it's hitting or biting or scratching, it's that mom or dad isn't going to stay around for this. It's that you're going to get up and leave until he calms down, because those things hurt. Now, I remember when my oldest was maybe a year old and he bit my arm. We were sitting on the floor playing and he bit me. So I promptly removed him from my lap. I sat him on the floor. Then I got up and walked away. He was so upset, but he never did it again. It sent a very clear message that I didn't like that. So think about sending that very clear message that you will not tolerate the behavior and how you can send that message. our young toddlers, removing our attention is a really big bummer. They really don't like that at all. So it is a great way to send a message. I'm not going to tolerate this. I'm going to get up and walk away. Now, he can get really upset. That does happen. But it's a logical consequence since no one wants to stay and play with someone if they're being hurt. So you can stay away up to 2 minutes or until your toddler calms down. Then you can come back and resume the play. If your toddler's throwing a fit, you don't want to keep explaining. They'll just be too upset to register it anyway. So you can readdress it once they calm down and you sit back down if you feel it would be helpful. You can say something like, "I love playing with you, but I had to leave for a few minutes because biting hurts." Then you can work with your child on an alternative if you want to, making a mad face. Show me your mad face. Like when you're mad, show me your mad face. Making mad noises, and you can practice it together. Maybe a big loud exhale or a grumble like, Practice that together, that mad face with the mad sound. This gives them another go-to behavior without having to try to figure out the words because that's just too much at 1 year old. Couple other tips is to remember to state things in the positive as much as possible because little kids don't understand the negatives of no, don't, and stop. So things like no hitting, no biting, stop biting, I don't like, dot, dot, dot. They're all negative, and then many times all the child can comprehend is the positive part of the statement, the hitting, the biting, the scratching, and the no or the stop or the don't is completely lost. So biting hurts or show me your mad face, those are positive statements. No biting, all they might understand is the biting and not really understand that that means don't do it. Another tip, when you were saying he's getting into things he shouldn't, doing that toddler proofing of your house, anything he shouldn't be grabbing already. There's just a couple of years where you're going to want to like clear some bookshelves, clear some things, put them up high, put some door locks on, some baby gates, some latches on the cupboards in the kitchen, that type of thing, until they're ready to handle having access to a lot of the items in the home. So that toddler proofing can go a long way without having to constantly go around and tell them they can't touch this and can't touch that. So that's another way to eliminate a lot of frustration for both parent and toddler. Also, with the coaching and working with him, you're assisting the development of the logical brain like we talked about. You're helping the connection between the logical and the limbic brain. And so the toddler will learn to take a moment to consider before he reacts. This is going to be some practice. You're going to expect this to be an ongoing learning process throughout toddlerhood. Also, I have several classes that can help with this more in detail, especially for older kids, helping your child with anger. It goes into lots of tips and help with kids about 3+ for that, with stepping in when they start to get angry, helping them pull themselves back and working through that process, teaching them how to work through that process. The next question is from Marie, and she said, "Hi, Erin. Thank you for the excellent parenting information you provide. My husband's and my style of parenting has been completely molded by what we've learned from your podcasts and online classes. I tell all my friends who have children about you, and I send them links to your podcast. My son Lawson is 3.5, and he's become very fond of a neighborhood cat that has been living inside our home for the past 4 months. My son named her Miss Kitty, and she has been hanging around our neighborhood for about 9 months. We realized she did not have a permanent home after asking all the neighbors about her and taking Miss Kitty to the neighborhood vet's office. We initially told Lawson and his nanny that Miss Kitty was not allowed inside, but almost every day I would get home from work, the cat would be lounging in our den. We finally had to get rid of the nanny for not following our guidelines regarding Miss Kitty and many other things. Lawson was sad about the nanny no longer taking care of him after 2.5 years, and starting day school was hard for him. In fact, he cries and begs not to go to school. Because of these difficult changes, my husband and I do not have the heart to remove Miss Kitty from his life, too, so we eventually allowed the cat to stay inside during the cold winter months. Having a cat was not in our original plan, and she is clawing our furniture, climbing our curtains, and shedding cat hair everywhere. My husband and I are wondering if we can somehow give Miss Kitty to a loving family without breaking Lawson's heart. I've asked Lawson if he would be okay if Miss Kitty lived somewhere else, and he emphatically says no. Please help us know how to give Miss Kitty away without crushing Lawson." Thanks again for sharing life-changing parenting strategies that are practical and simple enough to implement the moment we learn them. Marie. Okay, so this is a great question. I get these questions about pets and kids sometimes. Sometimes it's the toddler being too rough with the pet and trying to manage that. And kids and pets are a great combination because kids really learn empathy and love and caring for something. There's something especially bonding between kids and pets, and especially when they're old enough to remember when the pet has joined the family. So our kids love our older dog and our other dog that we had to put down in November, and we were very sad. They were very sad when we had to euthanize her. But it's nothing like the connection they seem to have with our puppy because they were here and they remember her coming home and they're watching her grow up. It's a whole new level of connection for them. With all the positives, sometimes there are some struggles when it comes to having both kids and pets. So, Marie, I love that you have so much faith in my parenting tips. Unfortunately, I don't have a miracle answer for this one. There is really probably no way to get rid of Miss Kitty without deeply upsetting Lawson. So to look at it from a positive side, this means he's built quite a bond with Miss Kitty, and that says a lot about his ability to connect and love another being and take care of another being. That's a very positive thing. But it also comes with the difficult piece that if you do decide to get rid of her, it will be a struggle for him. So if you decide it's just too much and you really just can't get rid of her and you don't want to deal with having him have to overcome breaking that bond with her, you can do some trial and error and figure out how to work on her behavior. So there's a lot of options for fixing pet behavior to have the pet that is what you need for your family. So I would talk to a trainer or a pet behaviorist about how to fix the behavior. If Miss Kitty has the outlet she needs for her scratching, her biting on the toys, scratching posts, trying some sprays with smells that attract cats to scratch there instead of the furniture and clawing and climbing the curtains, that type of thing, she'll be a lot less likely to engage in that behavior in the ways that are disruptive to the family. And of course, I know the shedding is always an issue with pets. Sometimes there's some good treatments they can do with blowing out the fur and getting some of that extra fur out that keeps them from shedding too much. But this is another area of pet ownership that can be kind of a pain, but it's you take the good with the bad, I guess, or the bad with the good. You know, I really wanted a Rottweiler. And I'm a seasoned dog owner. So when we were getting another dog for the family, this is what I really wanted. I shared this earlier. I read these books, Carl the Dog, with this Rottweiler that took care of the kids. And I was just like, that's what I want next. But Rottweilers are a different kind of breed. They're very needy. When they don't get their needs met, they can become very anxious. They can act out. So in addition, she's considered a quote unquote restricted or a bully breed, which honestly is so unfair. But I needed her manners to be impeccable, and we're still working on it. She's an 8-month-old puppy, so she can get pretty wild and can be too much for some guests. And she's too much for us sometimes at dinner times. She grabs stuff off the counter. She grabs anything you leave out, the stuffed animals off the kids' beds and floors, any clothing, especially pants or shorts, and then any of my sweaty workout clothes. She loves things that stink. If I leave them out on the bed for even a moment while I'm changing and she happens to come in, she'll grab it and run. She just loves to be chased. She thinks it's funny. So we've gone through training with her, and once COVID is over, we're going to need to do some more. She's come a long way. She's eager to please. She's fairly well crate trained. So our trainer was like, you know, you need to put her in the crate during dinner time so that you're not having to get up and chase her. She's trying to grab something off the counter. Basically, we just need to be on her, like, we basically just need to be on top of her all the time. And if we can't be on top of her, the trainer said, put her in the crate so that she's not getting rewarded for this behavior that we aren't liking. So she's excellent at home and in the backyard when we're training with her, but she's highly distractible when we're out on walks. So again, we have some work to do with her, but she's also an incredibly loving, cute, funny little puppy who follows me everywhere. She is so attached to me. She is my little black and brown shadow. So once a pet becomes a member of the family and the kids are attached, it's really tough to undo that attachment. So I recommend going the route of staying the course, finding some solutions to fix those issues with Miss Kitty's behavior. We do have a cat also, and we did have some issues with him scratching on a brand new couch. We luckily were able to get him to stop, but I have a lot more experience with dogs than cats, but I'm sure a trainer or an animal behaviorist would be able to help you out to figure that out with just a meeting or two to get some problem solving for that, so that hopefully Miss Kitty can stay with Lawson. So as always, stay safe and healthy out there. If you have a parenting question you'd like answered, send an email to podcast@yourvillageonline.com. Thanks for listening, and see you next week.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.